Well into its second week, the inmate hunger strike at Pelican Bay State Prison and other penal facilities across California and beyond is continuing. Kamau Walton is with the Prisoner Hunger Strike Solidarity Coalition in Oakland.
A lot of the prisoners are still definitely going strong, even in the face of retaliation from the California Department of Corrections. In the last week, at least 14 prisoners in Pelican Bay have been forcibly removed from their cells and put into more intensive isolation. And this is according to lawyers who visited their prisoners on Tuesday.
In a way, this response serves to underscore one of the central issues the prisoners are protesting, the excessive use of solitary confinement.
That is the issue. That is the reason, because they're in solitary confinement and there's no way for them to really get out.
Dalitha Hayden is a mother active in California Families Against Solitary Confinement, an advocacy group that formed when the same issue fueled a previous hunger strike 2 years ago. She says that when inmates are sent to Pelican Bay's Security Housing Unit, the SHU, they never know when or if they'll be allowed out through one of the three possible exit paths.
One is your sentence is up, meaning your entire prison sentence is up, or you debrief, you give up someone else to replace you in solitary confinement.
Does that subsequently put them at risk as a snitch as well?
Yes, it does.
You said there was a third way out.
Die.
According to Carol Strickman, a staff attorney with Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, California has an atypically high number of inmates housed in solitary confinement and keeps them there longer.
It's a big problem because it's akin to torture. In terms of how many people it affects, there are 400 or more people in Pelican Bay State Prison who've been there for 10 years or more, we're told, and there's three other prisons that also have these SHU facilities.
Strickman is part of the legal team that has filed a civil suit seeking to curtail the use of solitary confinement in California prisons.
That's the claim in our case, that 10 years or more in solitary confinement at Pelican Bay is cruel and unusual punishment. The UN Rapporteur on Torture came out with 15 days ought to be the maximum for solitary confinement.
That case is wending its way through the judicial process and might go before a judge sometime next year or possibly the year after. Many, perhaps most, of the men held in the SHU are there due to suspicions they may be involved with prison gangs, which tend to align along racial lines. But Dalitha Hayden says the hunger strike is actually bridging those divides.
They completely said we're not going to have any more racial tension or hostilities, and we're calling peace between all of us. We're standing together against this atrocity, and that's what they've done.
And with that unified front, says Hunger Strike Solidarity Coalition member Kamau Walton, they're holding out for a more binding settlement than the one that ended the previous hunger strike at Pelican Bay in 2011.
2 years ago, the prisoners allowed CDCR 2 years' worth of time to actually do the work and meet the demands, and nothing has come of it. So now we are asking for a concrete, legally binding contract that holds CDCR accountable to a very transparent process to actually make the demands met.
Prison officials did not respond to KRCB's request for comments for this story. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.